Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let it never be said in the Republic's darkest hour, as the country was seized and used as an engine of worldwide domination by the globalists, that Americans, brave Americans and people worldwide didn't fight against the tyranny. We did and we are. Be part of history. Don't sit on the sidelines. The globalists want to wall off society into third world slavery as they go forward and enjoy all the new technologies and life extension for themselves. We salute Mark Dice. Here is the Fox News propaganda piece in total.
Well, moving on to other news. Imagine that you are a soldier stationed in Iraq. Mail call comes around and you've got a letter from back home. But it is not from your family or your friends. It is a letter telling you that you are a pawn in the service of the, quote, New World Order. And that you are risking your life for a government that helped carry out the 9/11 attacks. This is not a joke. This is actually happening. These letters are the work of Mark Dice, the founder of a group called The Resistance. Mark joins us live now, along with Captain Pete Hegseth. Pete is a National Guardsman who served in Iraq, and he is the executive director of Vets for Freedom. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Mark, let me start with you. Do you think this is helpful to our troops serving on the ground in Iraq?
I think that it's very beneficial that we inform them as to the true circumstances that got them in the situation that they're in. I think that if they're able to make better decisions based on the facts, and they can decide to direct their lives and their careers and the positions and the direction that they want to go, I think feeding them a constant stream of propaganda is one of the most detrimental things to them and to our service.
What do you want them to do? Abandon the war to just walk off the battlefield?
We want them to join the 9/11 Truth Movement. We want them to ask their superiors hard and compelling questions about the circumstances of 9/11.
Is that the role of an American soldier?
Well, we want them to get the leadership to start thinking about what it is that they're sending these troops into. Look, everybody knows that the troops are so angry that they've been put in that position based on lies. Ron Paul had the largest donations from the troops themselves. The troops know, I personally know United States Marines, active Marines who've served in Iraq, who know that 9/11 is an inside job. We're trying to get the word out to as many people as possible and not keep them with the wool over their eyes.
Pete, does Mark accurately characterize the attitude of the troops?
You know, I don't even want to dignify this with a response, really. I mean, he knows a couple of Marines, so therefore he knows how the veterans feel and the troops feel about this conflict. You know, our troops are just a little bit busy over there. I don't think they're going to want to take the time to open mail from some fringe political sect. They're too busy winning this war in Iraq. They're too busy decimating Al-Qaeda and standing up in Iraq in an Iraqi government that can take the fight to our enemies. They're not worried about... I have a feeling these letters are going to find their way into the latrine and elsewhere. They're just not really going to care what some group in Southern California thinks about their service. They know what they're doing. They believe in it. They're succeeding. And frankly, for him to say he's talked to a couple Marines, people will think a lot of different things, but we represent 24,000 vets at Vets for Freedom. We believe in finishing this mission. We believe in what we're doing, and that's how most veterans and troops on the ground feel.
Mark, given that you say you care about the troops, you say you support them, given what you've just heard Pete say, how can you justify having 3,000 people send what some would argue amounts to hate mail to them?
Okay, we're informing them. We're going to be sending them DVDs, declassified documents of Operation Northwoods, where our government planned.
What makes you think they want that, Mark?
What makes you think they want a constant stream of propaganda? Why wouldn't somebody want the truth? People want the facts, okay? The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there? Why are they there? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that.
So because you talked to a couple of Marines, you believe that therefore most Marines and soldiers in Iraq want out and they hate what they're doing. These are volunteers who believe in their service. They believe in the mission they've been sent to do. And they're achieving incredible things. They're winning on the battlefield against Al-Qaeda and Iranian-backed militias.
Total bull. Iran is not Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is run by the criminals that run our government that have hijacked it. We have not even begun to fight. Nothing can stop. No army can stop an idea whose time has come, traitors. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to move Bob Chapman to tomorrow because we're going to cover economics right now with Dr. Jerome Corsi because we have breaking news coming up in the next hour. We went down to the governor's mansion yesterday. We put out the call to our huge audience. I would say two out of four or five listeners here in Austin, I would say two out of four or five people in Austin are big listeners and support us. So we have incredible coverage here. Over the years, we have an inside source dealing with the governor's mansion coming up in 1 hour. We also went down there and interviewed the first person to call in the fire. Even the mainstream media is saying there's some type of cover-up going on. That is coming up. We know they burned down the Capitol, burned part of it to rebuild it. That's mainstream knowledge in Austin back in the 80s. The state is incredibly corrupt. There was a stand down by the state police. That is coming up. We'll be breaking that down. Right now we go to Dr. Jerome Corsi, doctorate in economics, best-selling author, and we're going to, for the rest of the hour, talk about what's happening with oil, the economy, where he sees things going. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, always great pleasure. My PhD, by the way, is political science from Harvard.
That's right, political science from Harvard. I knew you worked in economics then.
Oh, I have worked in banking and finance for 25 years, so I have had a lot of experience in international banking.
Yeah, I know your info meshes with the Nobel Prize winners and others we've had on. What's happening?
I cover economics, I cover oil, and World Net Daily, where I'm a staff reporter. I cover it every day.
Okay. First off, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night right after you were on talking about threats to my family. There's new ones, ladies and gentlemen, not just the stuff that happened Sunday afternoon. I want to get your take on these global elitist meeting what you think about the info that we've gotten from inside their meeting about the attack on Iran, about how they want to get the population microchipped, how some of them now think they've raised oil prices too much, that it may kill the golden goose, the majority of them still wanting to raise oil prices. Do you have any take on the Bilderberg Group?
Well, I'm going to pick up on the story on this. The Federal Reserve banker, this guy Timothy Geithner, G-E-I-T-H-N-E-R, who just wrote in the Financial Times, I guess he came out of the Bilderberger meeting, and he's now writing that there's need for greater global central bank regulation over banking worldwide.
So they create the crisis, offer the solution. He's the president, not the chairman. Bernanke was also there, of the Federal Reserve. He comes out one day after. We reported Saturday on a Genesis show that they wanted centralized banking globally, exactly what we said then happened a day later.
Right. He came to the, this is at the Economic Club of New York. He gave a speech, and they excerpted it, published it in the Financial Times, I guess, on Monday. And the speech calls directly for greater global controls, talking about, Bank of International Settlements, and the other central banks need to have even a higher level of global control. And, of course, it's right out of the crisis. You know, the financial system has been in crisis. We've seen the meltdown in the mortgage market in the United States, where I'm concerned that there could be a meltdown in these derivatives that are held in the Bank of International Settlements, of which there's almost $600 trillion of derivatives that people understand very little about. And they are another bubble that's waiting to burst. But it's alarming that here Geithner is coming out of the meeting, of the Bilderberger meeting, and as you say, this credit crisis, the solution being proposed is to go to another level of global control, even on top of the central banks. So they are using the crisis as a push towards banking globalism. No doubt about it.
Well, just as we said months ago they would do, the central banks.
Right. I've been arguing about it. I wrote in the late, great USA that we would see the demise of the dollar that would occur as a pressure towards a regional currency, the Amero. The dollar is at its lowest point ever. I mean, it's been trading again down about $1.57, $1.58 to the euro. I'll check it where it's at right now while we're talking. But that's about an historical low point against the euro. It came up a little bit today, $1.54, but it's been, yesterday was $1.57. And the low point of the dollar is also one of the reasons why oil has been trading at $138 or $139 a barrel, because the commodities have been directly impacted upwards. Even though the central banks are trying to continue to depress the price of gold, gold last week started trading above $900 an ounce again. I see today they're trying to depress it again at about $872 an ounce. But I think the long-term pressures here are going to be that oil is going to be, I'm saying now, going up to, I wrote an article today in WorldNet Daily, I'm quoting some of the very this is Goldman Sachs saying, Goldman Sachs top analyst, guy named Arjun Murthy, saying $200 a barrel and $5.75 a gallon. Now, this guy Murthy, who's a 39-year-old, is one of the top energy analysts at Goldman Sachs. He's been driving the markets because he's been predicting higher oil prices. Now, this is another pressure I don't see stopping. I mean, if Murthy is saying in Goldman Sachs $200 a barrel for oil, likely over the next 6 to 24 months, so it could happen within the next 6 months, and Murthy is saying he's not a peak oil theorist and he does not believe that the oil is running out. He's not one of those guys that thinks we're running out of oil worldwide.
Yeah, total artificial scarcity scam.
That's what it is.
You've written a book on the subject.
And he is, well, I wrote Black Gold Stranglehold, and I've argued that this was the kind of manipulation that you get in these markets.
Yeah, I want to stop you, Dr. Corsi. That's the key. We have people on this show whose predictions all come true. We
right.
bring you Ron Paul, Dr. Corsi, We bring you Dr. Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist, World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. We bring you the head of the New York Business School. We bring you people whose predictions all come true. I wish you were wrong, doctor. Talk about the ramifications of $5.75 a gallon gasoline. What will that do in the ripple effect? There's a lot of people I hear say, well, I'm a hippie. I only ride a bicycle. They don't understand that will affect everybody.
It'll be a huge effect. This is like a change in the phenomenon. It's like a whole new world. I mean, at $5.75 a gallon, even today at over $4 a gallon, food is delivered by trucks. Energy prices impact almost everything we eat or consume or
air conditioning.
The travel industry, air conditioning, all the quality of life issues, air
refrigeration, all energy,
all
because,
that are energy driven.
And really, isn't it based on dollar devaluation? Isn't that the largest reason?
The dollar devaluation is the major change in the market. I mean, if you look back ago a year to 18 months, we had oil at $57 a barrel. Today it's double that easily. It's now at $138.39 a barrel. Today it's trading at $134.50 a barrel. I mean, these are prices that are way in excess of the amount that demand has increased in that period of time.
And we have all the big SUV plants. All the big SUV plants are announcing shutdown.
Well, it changes everybody's style of life because immediately, there are families that have to make decisions now between filling up their gas tanks and buying groceries for the family. There are families that are not going to be able to live any kind of a middle-class lifestyle. Air conditioning is going to be going, heating when we get into the winter, going to become problematic. Traveling anywhere, the air industry, the airlines are virtually in crisis. They don't know how to survive at these kinds of prices. They're all consolidating or reducing staff. They can't increase tickets. If they start increasing tickets to cover oil at $135 a barrel, no one will be able to fly.
Well, Dr. Corsi, let me just give you some on-the-ground stuff. I flew Southwest to Virginia to cover D.C. and back, and both the flight there and back were delayed over an hour and a half. Most of the other flights were delayed. I've never seen it unless it's bad weather, and it wasn't delayed on the boards. The Southwest woman... Everybody was just talking, waiting for the plane to come. She started screaming at us, saying, shut up, I want to talk to you. She ordered everybody to stand up an hour early to get up before the plane even arrived. When people didn't do it, she screamed at everybody and told them to do it. I noticed they were screaming at people at other things. The toilet was stinking and overflowing in the plane. The stewardesses were griping at everybody. I mean, I was seeing palpable panic by the airport personnel.
Well, this is a crisis, and you're going to see it reflected in airline employees because staffs are being cut across the board. People are being asked to do jobs that are two or three times more difficult.
They're not even pumping the toilets out once a day.
I don't surprise it. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, flying today is going to become very problematic. They're going to cancel flights if they don't have them full. There's going to be a lot of problems in scheduling. There's going to be difficulties in terms of pricing. You're going to be lucky to get any service at all. Today is a fly-if-you-have-to environment, and it's going to get worse.
And I had to fly. I mean, there was a reeking sewage plant that I was flying on.
Well, that's going to become more common. And I'm concerned about safety problems in terms of airplane maintenance. That's the next thing that's going to become problematic.
Oh, they admit it's come out that a bunch of companies are getting in major trouble because the maintenance just isn't being done.
Well, what's happened to me is when I look at, I predicted, when I wrote Black Gold Stranglehold with Craig Smith, we published that in 2005. We published that, we said oil was going to be at $100 a barrel, and everybody said we were nuts. Well, today oil's at $135 a barrel, got Goldman Sachs saying it's going to go as high as $200 a barrel, and I'm saying I'm looking at $145 to $150 a barrel being right around the corner. And the pressures on this are largely speculation. There's the drop in the value of the dollar, so people want to have more hard currency.
They're dumping out into real assets.
And, right, exactly. So oil is a hard asset. It's a commodity. And to sell the oil, they want $135 of these worthless dollars. And also you've got the speculators taking advantage of that. And it's getting priced into it. I'm increasingly convinced that they're pricing into it a war in the Middle East. I think they're pricing into it a war with Iran before Bush leaves office.
I want to hear about that when we get back, what you think's going on with Iran. Then I want to get into how NPR and others have bragged that the Bilderberg Group wanted to get $200 a barrel oil. They bragged they were going to do this, quote, to teach us not to consume so much. This is the new environmentalism you're seeing, artificially creating scarcity. You want to be third world slaves? You are. That goes for all of you that serve the system.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Thank you.
Mountain Jerome Corsi is our guest. This is the beginning of the dollar implosion. The world doesn't want them. Here domestically, they still have some value, but overnight, that could erode. Its slow erosion is now accelerating. All by design, we told you 2 years ago, Bilderberg 2006, with our spies inside and some of their minions, people that work for them, we have multiple sources, at great danger to themselves. I mean, Tucker, to meet with them, will have to change cars, go through shopping malls, get with other people. We've got video of that. We've got sources that they plan to have it at $200 a barrel within 3 years, that they plan to have it at $240 a barrel by this summer. That's in my film, Endgame. It's been out for 9 months. Footage we shot 2 years ago. They run things, folks. What they say they get. They artificially want to squeeze us. They artificially want to have you so poor you can't take care of yourself or defend yourself when they CPS your children or send you to prison for no reason. They're hiring more and more cops on a broke-back economy out riding tickets. I was just talking to Weldon Henson, who went to visit some of his military buddies in Florida this weekend. He said Southwest, they were screaming at him in the terminals, searching old men, screaming at people on the plane. See, the same thing. It's unraveling as the dollar implodes, as they slash staff. You're going to see this everywhere. Dr. Corsi.
Well, that's exactly right, Alex. You've got the dollar crisis is not going to end anytime soon. I mean, the dollar has been in crisis now for 2 years, and it's worsening. It's at the lowest points ever against the euro. The dollar is, in terms of commodities, it's one of the major reasons why oil has gone up so much in price.
The media will never say the main reason. No one talks about it's the dollar. It's a big secret.
I can't figure out why, because it's obvious demand has not gone up this dramatically. Yes, China's coming online and needing more energy. India's needing more energy. But we've known this for 10 years, and there's still ample supply. I mean, the supply has not been disrupted. The major oil companies, the international companies, have all the oil reserves they could possibly need.
They're just training us for the new way of life.
Well, and with the manipulation of the price of oil right now, which is clearly manipulation. It's caused by the dollar being weaker and the increased speculation. And I'm confident it's pricing into a concern about a war with Iran. I think the rhetoric on Iran is ramping up again. And I'm pretty determined the Bush administration is going to take a hard look at a war with Iran before, even possibly before the election. Certainly before the end of the Bush administration.
Well, let me give you the inside scoop, double confirmed, actually triple confirmed. Secretary of Defense Gates was there for multiple days at Bilderberg in Chantilly, Virginia, the Westfields Marriott, and he said that we need all of you to support it. We're going in. Europe said we're not going to support you any, and they basically made noises that they're probably going to hit.
Well, I think you've got it's the scenario that I wrote in Atomic Iran. You know, again published in 2005, I wrote it again in the Showdown with Nuclear Iran, the second book I published in Iran, was that Israel would come to a point where they couldn't wait any longer, just like with the strike in Syria of the nuclear plant that was being built by the North Koreans, which just happened a few months ago. I think it's the Samson option. Israel comes to a point where they're not going to take the risk that Ahmadinejad and Iran will have enough uranium refined to be able to make one or more weapons.
Well, Doc, I agree with you on almost everything you say until we get into this whole World War III thing. Are you saying you really believe that Israel is threatened when it's got 400 nukes and Iran doesn't even have one and the CIA's own assessment says they're years away from it?
Well, I think from Israel's point of view, with Ahmadinejad threatening so constantly and saying that he wants Israel gone, he wants Israel eliminated.
Well, he said if they attack him today, that they're going to strike back.
Well, he said today, the defense minister, Mustafa Mohammed Najjar at a news conference. He said basically, when they're saying this coming from, it's going back and forth. The minister in Iran said basically they would retaliate if attacked. And the Israeli transport minister, who is Shaul Mofaz, said that it looked like an attack on Iran was unavoidable. So, you know, I think you're getting the pressure building up in Israel for an attack on Iran, and Iran is poised for it, and will retaliate.
Okay, I want to break down what you think.
That's the sequence I predicted.
Yeah, I want to hear what you think is going to unfold and when and what the repercussions will be militarily, economically, societally. With Dr. Jerome Corsi, long segment coming up. Your phone calls as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners. You've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, the secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Fighting 110% against the New World Order, all enemies foreign and domestic. Make no mistake, we are the true defenders of the Republic. Here live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Monday through Friday, back live with an abbreviated Sunday late edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on the AM/FM dial, global shortwave satellite, and of course the internet at InfoWars.com, TruthNews.us, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go back to Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of The Late Great USA that we sell at InfoWars.com at a discounted price. Here in just one moment, I totally agree with him on the North American Union, the treasonous globalist, all of it. We disagree about, at least in the past, about wars in the Middle East, but his views on that have moderated somewhat, I would say. And also, he now looks at 9/11 as a possible false flag, or at least allowing it to happen. We'll get his take on that coming up. But we're going to go to Dr. Corsi in just a minute. So I respect Dr. Corsi. I mean, he's somebody who we've seen, even not just on this show, I've heard him on others, talk about the things we talk about. He's really, I don't want to say he's changed, but he's siding with the United States instead of with the New World Order. Now, even though, you know, he helped shoot down Kerry, who was New World Order II, with the Swift boating, he's got a new book coming out about Barack Obama. I want to get his take on that before he leaves us. No doubt Barack Obama is bad news, but what do you do when there's the wicked McCain? It's a no choice. It's a choice between Satan and Lucifer. We're going to go back to Dr. Corsi here and your phone calls in one moment. Before I do that, again, I want to encourage you to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and help expose the Bilderberg Group and the true shadow government. Available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. You can also get The Late Great USA, Washington, You're Fired, Loose Change, Final Cut, many other great films and books at Infowars.com. Some of the sponsors that make this radio show possible are Interfood, Aloe's, and eFoods Direct. Let me tell you first about New Vitality. Big fat banner on Infowars.com, a highly respected vitamin and nutrient company, mineral company that just has no magic claims, no ridiculous health garbage like so much stuff out there, just things that have been for hundreds of years, some cases thousands of years, known to have nutritive health effects, curative effects, and so much more. One of those is Aloe's Body Cleanse, totally flushing your guts out. They also have, of course, the Super Beta Prostate for anybody over 40, a mixture of different herbs known for incredible prostate health. Even a lot of medical doctors recommend these herbs. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or go to newvitality.com, big fat banner, on Infowars.com, or if you want to call 800-569-4056. Another great company, they're great patriots. They have a whole line of fine products, but their best-known product is their Interfood, 20 superfoods, unpasteurized, just raw foods with incredible vitamins and nutrients and trace elements in it that you need. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, and 16 other incredible nutrients in there. Big fat banner on Infowars.com. By linking through there, you go to a subpage, a duplicate of their site, where everything is 10% off all their products. Buy in bulk, which isn't even that much, get an additional 20% off. On top of that, interfood.com or link through at Infowars.com or 1-866-762-9238. Give them a call. Get 10% off when you tell them Alex Jones sent you. 866-762-9238 or interfood.com. And with all the uncertainty in the world right now, ladies and gentlemen, you need to very, very strongly think about getting storable food. Storable foods are absolutely vital in this crazy economy with the food prices up more than 35% in the last year, with the depression looming, possibly war, all of this. High-quality freeze-dried and dried foods, dehydrated foods, store in very small areas because each can is totally jam-packed. 10-plus years in a climate-controlled area, more than 10 years, and 10 years in unclimate-controlled. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com, huge banners at the top of Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. All right, going back to Dr. Corsi and then Mark, Rusty, Steve, Randy, Tyler, and others, we got to move quick now, Doctor. Continuing with your analysis, I mean, where do you stand on a war? I mean, I've been hearing you on air. I mean, are you against Israel attacking Iran? I mean, are you against
this? I'm opposed to any kind of a war against Iran. I don't think a war with Iran is going to solve the problem. I predicted in both of the books I wrote, going back to Atomic Iran, that a war would happen. That does not mean I'm in favor of it. I predicted that Israel would attack. And I've always predicted that Israel would get to this point where they wouldn't know if Iran could produce a nuclear weapon. Once they think it's possible, they'll attack. And I've predicted that the United States will support Israel in that attack, even though we won't initiate it. I think it'll be a disastrous war, a disastrous expansion of violence in the Middle East. In the Middle East, I've said for a long time that war is the problem. It's not the solution. Rabin managed to convince me of that, and his wife, Leah Rabin, managed to convince me of that after Rabin's death. That for every death in the Middle East, another generation of revenge and violence is perpetuated. It won't solve any problems. And we've got troops in the area. The Shahab 3 missile that Iran has is more than capable of killing thousands of U.S. troops, even with conventional warheads. And the war there is not a video game. It's not like we're going to send in our planes and missiles and hit the sites and it's going to be over in 24 hours. That's not reality. Reality is a war with Iran is a very big, difficult war that won't end quickly and might not end successfully. and it's a bad idea because it will perpetuate more generations of violence.
They're also talking about $500 a barrel oil if that happens.
Well, it's possible. I mean, I think that the $200 a barrel that we're looking at, that, you know, Goldman Sachs says is the next horizon, I'm saying $155 a barrel. I think that's already starting to price in the likelihood of a war, because you've got increasing statements coming out of Israel saying, you know, the Olmert government's in trouble. It could, on scandals internal into the country, you could have the Olmert government fall any day. Got Netanyahu in the wings. If Netanyahu takes over, he's going to be in a much more hawkish position against Iran. And President Bush is leaving office. I'm not sure he's going to leave office without trying to settle the problem in Iran as he sees it. I think if there's any provocation, or any could be created, even a provocation of a Tonkin Gulf kind of incident, which I've worried about with these, you know, these boats that Iran has out in the Gulf.
And that turned out to be staged, fake audio transmissions.
The whole thing turned out to be a nothing event.
Let's be clear. You're saying that Israel or the elements of the United States could stage an event as a pretext for war.
I worry about it. It could happen. We did it in the Tonkin Gulf. It was a staged incident.
It's now been declassified NSA that Israel knowingly attacked USS Liberty.
And look, any incident, manufactured or otherwise, could easily escalate to cause a war with Iran, and it would be a disastrous mistake. But the same point of view, you've got Iran continuing not to listen to the world pressure, even offers to accept uranium from Russia. And today, you see on Drudge, with President Bush in Europe, he's asking the European Union to step up sanctions and put additional pressure, even to the point of, you know, cutting Iran off from the world banking system. Now, steps like that were taken. I think this can escalate very quickly. If it does escalate and go into a military direction, Alex, it's unpredictable because you've got the Russians supporting Iran. They've sold some very sophisticated surface-to-air missile systems to Iran. Iran has put around their nuclear installations. China is in oil and natural gas deals with Iran. Both China and Russia have asked Iran to consider joining the Shanghai Cooperation League. I don't think Russia is going to sit by idly and watch the United States and Israel militarily destroy Iran.
Let's set that aside for a moment. Let's say Russia and China don't get involved. Iran is 65 million people, not 21 million like Iraq. It is still an industrialized nation, not after, you know, 12, 14 years of bombardment before it was taken over. They have tens of thousands of missiles that can hit any of the U.S. globalist-controlled ships in the Gulf. We have all of this happening, and we know the Iranians are going to sink a bunch of ships there in the channels, blocking up the oil. They've said they'll do that. They said that they're going to then attack our forces. Again, I need to be clear, now controlled by the globalists, in Iraq. They're going to turn the Shiites completely loose. Iraq is going to descend into bedlam. We have the different battle plans from Israel and the U.S. that Cy Hirsch and others have released, and the Pentagon admits are accurate, between 150 and 3,000 targets, depending on which plan being hit, blowing up their navy, tens of thousands of Saudis over several months, bombing all their infrastructure, water treatment, roads, anything that, quote, could aid military, all their research facilities. They're talking about using bunker busters. They say if Iran fights back in any way, then tactical nukes may be used. I mean, we're talking about total insanity, and we're talking about the U.S.'s stock dropping even further. This will definitely bring the world into a global depression, and will accelerate the inflationary spiral. That's my view, your view, Dr. Corsi.
Well, and I've been totally opposed to it. You remember, in 2005, Alex, I walked 200 miles with the Iranian expatriates after I wrote Atomic Iran. We walked from the Liberty Bell to Washington, D.C., and I was urging at that time the support for the Iranian expatriates. There's over a million of them in the United States, and the freedom fighters within Iran who want to change their own country. If we supported the freedom fighters, you could have, like you saw the Orange Revolution in the Ukraine, or we stopped apartheid in South Africa.
The Velvet Revolution.
There's other ways to have political change affected in the world than war.
Let me bring this up to you.
I want the Iranians to do it themselves. I don't want to dictate or see the United States try to dictate what should happen in Iran.
Now, Cy Hirsch, again, we reported this before he did, but it's now been confirmed, reported 4 years ago that known Wahhabi groups out of Saudi Arabia that have also been attacking U.S. troops have now been hired by the U.S., and I talked to a colonel this weekend who was admitting it, that they're using, quote, the number three in Al-Qaeda to command one of the forces, bombing police stations, blowing up mosques. The Iranians have been sitting there taking that, and the White House last year put out a press release and said, yes, we are backing, quote, these Mujahideen groups. Well, those Mujahideen groups are Wahhabi Al-Qaeda. And then we've got McCain and others and Petraeus coming out and saying that Iran is running Al-Qaeda. Now, that is asinine for our criminal government to be running known Al-Qaeda groups, known Wahhabis, against the Shiite government of Iran, and then to have the media double back and claim Iran is Al-Qaeda. Your take.
Well, again, I think these are – I can't prove any of the things you're talking about here. I haven't researched them or reported on them myself. What I am concerned about, have reported on, is the difficulties in terms of Pakistan. I think we could easily expand the war into Pakistan, going into this northwestern section of Pakistan where our intelligence agencies believe Osama bin Laden is still hiding. I'm also concerned that, you know, with regards to the ethnic issues, you've got within, you know, both Iraq and Iran are not just Sunnis and Shiites. You've got the Kurds in the northern part of both Iraq and Iran, and you've had both Turkish and Iranian violence against the Kurds, both in Iran and in Iraq.
But that's because also, I'm not picking sides here, you know, the Kurds have been running around killing the police and military of Turkey.
Well, not picking sides, I'm just saying that there's an ethnic element to this as well. The Kurds want to establish Kurdistan, and you could very easily have the United States expand the violence into Iran.
And this is how World War One and World War Two started.
It's very similar. These are the kinds of conflicts, and you know, one thing leads to another that triggered World War One.
Okay, listen, Doctor, I want to get back into some of the things happening economically. We've all heard NPR, all heard the, quote, liberals brag about how soon Americans won't have the same standard of living. We deserve to not have oil. We deserve to be controlled. We deserve to stop consuming so much. That's the whole point of their fake global carbon tax that both McCain and Obama are supporting. The people don't support it, but they don't care. We now see what is happening. I want to point out this economic system we're seeing unfold is by design. A, do you concur? B, where do you see it going?
Well, I've argued, and I argued like Great USA, that we would see the dollar drop and we would see a major recession hit, again, because it would push us into a solution, which would be a North American Union, one of the major themes of the late Great USA. What I see happening right now is that, you know, look, the stock market's headed back towards 12,000. We twice now, in recent months, within the last year or 18 months, traded under 12,000. I think we're going to start trading under 12,000 again. The stock market today is struggling to gain 50 points as we're talking. It's been losing all day from its high. I think oil is going to increase in value, in price, and the dollar is going to continue to drop. And I think these are manipulated crises. There's abundant oil in the world. I've argued in Lake Great USA that it's abiotic. It's not created by...
that's not even arguable. It's absolutely a scientific fact. It's just the public's so dumbed down they don't know it.
And we're finding, as predicted by the abiotic theory, we're finding deep earth oil.
Well, more than that, they're not just finding
off the coast of Brazil.
Yeah, well, they're finding 16,000 foot deep wells in Texas, mega wells. The old wells are also filling back up.
Well, no question about it. They've been capped wells all through the United States that today could be not only because the technology's improved, but to some extent they've replenished. But you've got wells at deep levels that, you know, are far below where our geologists would ever look, and natural gas, abundant natural gas.
And let me just add, because I have family that works in the oil fields, they are hitting 15, 14, 16,000 deep wells in East Texas that are their spindle top. I mean, we're talking about millions of cubic feet of gas a day. Each well, tens of thousands of barrels a week. I mean, these deep wells are mega huge.
Just go to Deep Trek. It's TREK, Deep Trek. It's part of the U.S. Department of Energy's website, and they document abundant natural gas 3 miles below the surface of the earth in the continental United States. Also, unconventional oil. You know, go back to the Fischer-Tropsch processes that were developed by the chemists in Weimar, Germany, and that the Nazis used to produce
oil,
synthetic oil out of coal. We've got oil shale. We've got the oil tars, which are up in Alberta, Canada. There's hundreds of years of oil in those two resources alone. We've got the Bracken Field now in Montana and South Dakota, which even the U.S. Geological Service has validated, don't have 150 million barrels of recoverable reserves, but somewhere between 3.4 and 4 billion barrels.
Yeah, let's be clear. We are swimming in oil.
There's plenty of it.
But and the Congress is blaming the oil companies who have shut down a lot of refineries. We have their own memos. But they are small players in the fraud. It is the fact that the big oil companies and governments are not allowing its extraction.
And I would demand that the oil companies stop operating as international oligopolies. They're sitting on supply. We've got to change the tax incentives and really think hard about these international oil companies.
That's right, or they are going to fully destroy the global economy.
And they do it in their advantage. They're doing it to get the price of oil as high as they can get it at this point. I mean, I'd say let's think creatively about states. I think South Dakota voted to put a refinery in. Let's give tax breaks to states to put refineries in.
Hell, how about they pay no taxes?
Let's get the oil companies to have only tax incentives if they increase supply.
Absolutely. Dr. Corsi, stay with me for this segment and one more because I want to get to the callers on the other side. His new book's coming out on Barack Obama. Let me talk to him during the break, see if I can get him to hold even longer.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The wicked genius Lenin said that there are times in history when more happens in a month than happened in the previous 100 years. Well, with the advent of advanced technologies and global population, that system has only accelerated itself. We're going to see more change in the next year, the next 10 years, than we've seen in 6,000 years of human history. Modern human history. This is it. We're alive during amazing times when the future of humanity and its course will be set. We're going to go to your phone calls now on a host of issues. Dr. Corse is going to stay with us 15, 20 minutes in the next hour. Before he leaves us, he'll talk some about his new Barack Obama book coming out. He can't say much about Obama Nation because he's barred from doing that. But if we can get his take on a Barack Obama, let's go ahead and talk to Mark in South Carolina. You're on the air, Mark.
How do you do, Alex? First of all, I'd like to start off by thanking you. You're at Infowars.com aired my story on your website. I'm running for office here in South Carolina, and I was on the debate against some pretty, I believe, corrupt politicians. I shot them down for their bad policies. And immediately, the week after, you know, my home gets broken into. I receive threatening phone calls. All these things. I'm doing everything I can to fight the globalist agenda here in my local county, just as best as I can. And, you know, I've been listening to you for years, and everything you talked about how these people try to strike back at you, how they get in your face and try to intimidate you, make you fear and cower, was true. And I want to thank you personally for airing that story. It's personally made me and my wife feel much, much safer. And it's
no, I saw your story. Let me talk to Dr. Corsi about that. He probably doesn't know your story, but Dr. Corsi, the government's just going so criminal. I mean, everything. The corruption is just getting worse and worse and worse. Now, what's happening?
What is the story about?
In a nutshell, tell him what happened.
Well, long story short, I'm running for office. I'm an underdog candidate with no money. Been doing this out of my house. And I've been watching Alex for years and just got inspired to do something about it. So I decided to, you know, run for office and stick up for, you know, true non-neocon principles. And long story short, I get on the live TV debate here in Horry County, and, you know, I shoot these guys down for, you know, taking funds from organizations and the companies that hire illegal immigrants, just, I believe, un-American principles. Well, the weekend of, I get threatening phone calls, and my wife calls me one night and says that my house has been broken into. I drive down there to make sure she's okay. I get in the house, turn on all the lights, and in the middle of our floor is a smiley face. Someone broke into our house and drew a smiley face. And all the signs that I've been making in my hand, I made about six or seven, maybe 10 by now, they were all gone. And there was only one. Now I put them out.
Okay, I'm going to have to get you back on for the full story later. I appreciate it. We'll get in contact, have you on, sir. But let me just say this. That's my point. There's a lot of money sucking off government. You've got little corrupt systems everywhere. Dr. Corsi comments.
Well, you know, I don't know the whole story, so it's hard to comment on it. But I've been, you know, clearly it sounds like the harassment that is unacceptable. I've got another story that I wrote World Net Daily today. I'm following how many of the statistics the government is quitting to publish. The government's just announced they're not going to publish reports any longer on foreign investment in the United States. The whole series of reports that are going to be discontinued. And I put that together with the same way the government quit reporting M3 data, which is the money supply data, quit reporting that just before the Fed pumped huge amounts of liquidity into the banking system. M3 is growing at like 16% right now. I think this means that the Bush administration is getting ready for a whole wave of foreign investment in here to buy banks and corporate assets and not report it to the American people.
That's right. They are handing the entire country over. They will suck it dry and leave a rear guard of paramilitary death squads to rule over us. The country is dying. This is the end of the republic unless we scream bloody murder. Dr. Corsi will be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.